How'd you like to work full-time for the Justice Department?
I'm sure we're worrying about nothing. I'm sure Dad's all right.
Well, that's what we're going to find out.
We called about the key to our father's room, Fenton Hardy.
Yes.
No messages since we called?
Nothing.
Mr. O'Brien, please.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Mr. O'Brien,
I know something's happened to him.
We're wrong. The Justice Department will replace with two federal agents who will obey orders.
Well, Given didn't exactly tell us not to come.
He didn't?
Abel to Zebra. Come in, Zebra. Abel to Zebra. Come in, Zebra.
Zebra, come in, Zebra.
Yes, Abel.
How come you didn't answer?
Oh, the maid came in. Had to turn off for a minute. Sorry, Central.
Get out of there right now. They left the lobby 5 minutes ago.
I just...
Stop! Stop, please! Stop them! Go!
I'm Detective Blander. This is Detective Superintendent Morley. Just over 6 feet tall, wearing a brownish suit. But you didn't get a good look at his face.
But he was virtually out the door before we knew he was there.
Nothing's missing from the room?
Oh, we think he was looking for something in particular.
Like what?
Something our father had.
The one who's missing?
Right. We don't think he was your ordinary burglar.
What makes you think that?
Well, he didn't take any valuables. He didn't look like a burglar.
What does a burglar look like? It might help us in our work if we were to know.
Let's just say he looked like a pro.
Pro? Oh, you mean like in your Godfather movies?
More like in James Bond movies. You see, our father's with...
And what does your father do?
Our father's in business.
And how long has he been missing?
A couple of days.
I see. And you wish to file a missing persons report, do you?
No, not yet. Let's wait until tomorrow. I mean, he could be on a fishing trip or something.
Fishing? I see. Well, if he doesn't shoot in 24 hours, give us a ring. And, in the meantime, if we pick up anyone fitting your description of a non-average burglar, we'll contact you. Where are you staying?
Here.
You two have a nice stay in England. A nice quiet one, hmm?
Thank you, Inspector Morley.
There's something strange about those two.
Americans, Governor.
Right.
Message from headquarters, sir. The villains have struck again. You're never going to believe where.
Buckingham Palace.
Bank of Pimlico.
You're joking?
Hardly.
Well, that's impossible.
They hit it over an hour ago. Got away with over 3 million quid.
Well, back to the yard, assuming it's still there. City's going crazy.
I got the impression those guys thought we were a little strange. Did you get that impression?
Well, we couldn't exactly tell them that Dad's been working undercover for the British Secret Service for the last few weeks.
Frank, I know something's happened to him. I mean, that guy was in here looking for something.
What? There's no way to know.
We don't even know exactly what it was Dad was working on.
Somebody does.
His contact.
Right.
Call him.
Gibbon will have a fit.
Call.
Sure. Hello?
This is Joe Hardy.
Oh, yes. Oh. Yes, I've heard a lot about you, too.
I've got a problem.
Problem? Of what sort?
My father's disappeared.
I see.
Do you know what's happened?
Well, I don't actually know that I can be of much help to you. It seems Fenton was working at a little higher level than mine. He was at the Camel last week.
That's an agent's name?
Well, you could call him that. He hasn't been in the field for some time.
Where can we contact this Camel?
Well, that could be sort of a problem. You see, he's retiring from the service tomorrow.
It's very important that we talk to him. We have to see him by tonight.
Well, as it happens, we're having a get-together for him tonight.
A sort of send-off affair. Maybe I could get him to talk to you then.
Just tell us where and when.
At our Whitley Manor headquarters at 8. Do you know where that is?
We'll find it.
Oh, and it's a black tie affair.
See you there.
Yeah. Chief Inspector, those things make any sense to you?
Did you read the report?
Give me a favor.
I just got out of the commissioner's office.
Hmm.
The main vault of that branch has 11 separate alarm systems located all over the block. They're interlaced so that if one is disconnected, the rest go off immediately. The only way to stop them all going off together is to disconnect all 11 simultaneously at precisely the same second.
It's impossible.
They did it, didn't they? They did it.
Yes. That's the Canada Bank, then the Bank of Pimlico.
In this last one, they had 11 men working with 11 perfectly synchronized watches.
That's 11 master technicians working with 11 perfectly synchronized watches.
Well, it's not your usual run-of-the-mill villain. It's more like some sort of a military operation, all that precision and tight.
It's like they know every bloody secret in London.
Have you got anything from our usual informants?
Nothing.
I know this. If we don't catch them soon, whoever they are, they're going to put the final touch on sinking the economy. Scotland Yard is going to look like amateur hour in Brixton Prison.
Yeah, my people are not at all pleased with the fact that you haven't been more talkative, Benton. You know, I'd hate to see anything happen to you. We do go back a long way.
Yes, we do. I seem to remember saving your life once.
So you did. I'd like to return the favor, but I can't.
You won't eliminate me? I've got something you want. Only if I give it to you will I be expendable. You know that, and I know that.
Well, I'm sorry you feel that way, Fenton. Because I really think you're overplaying your hand.
And that could be fatal.
The way you've got to the end of the day.
And throughout all my years of service to HQ, the war years, and Army intelligence, the post-war years chasing Nazi war criminals through the Cold War and the peacetime battles with the East.
No moment during all those years, no victory, no setback has touched me as deeply as you're giving me tonight this token of your respect. It has been so completely fulfilling to have worked with all of you. Thank you. Thank you all very, very much.
I've never seen the camel quite so emotional before.
I don't want to spoil his moment, but we have to talk to him.
Come along.
Camel. Oh, old friend. How wonderful night, eh?
Well, not for us. The service will never be the same without you. May I introduce Frank and Joe Hardy, Fenton Hardy's son.
Oh, I knew your father well. We go back to the war. Off and on, we've worked with each other for years.
Well, sir, we're a little worried about him right now. He's been out of communication with our people stateside for a couple of days.
Oh?
There was a man in our father's room this morning. We're hoping maybe you could tell us exactly where and what our father was working on last week.
Oh, I would guess that's unclassified by now. Routine stuff, actually. As you know, he's been functioning as liaison between the British Secret Service and U.S. Justice people.
Computer stuff mostly, nothing in the field.
We wanted to better define the areas of operation for both organizations to prevent overlap. But he finished and left yesterday.
He finished?
Wednesday. He was very keen on getting back to America, too. If Fenton doesn't turn up by tomorrow, put a cell on it.
I'll do that, sir.
And you two try not to worry. He's a pretty resourceful chap, you know. Probably had some errand to run before going home.
Thank you.
Not at all. Good to see you.
Is there any other place we might check you can think of? Or does HQ have a switchboard or a clearinghouse or a message might have been left?
No, not really.
The messenger.
Who?
Hey, you remember Frank. Dad used to talk about him all the time. It was a retired agent who did some drop-off work. Company communication.
Oh, yes. Especially right after the war. Hasn't been used much in recent years. Not wholly reliable.
Well, it's a good place to start. Where can we find this messenger? What's his real name?
Do you have a need to know? Don't despair. He lives in Leicester Street. You'll recognize him when you see him.
Oh?
You've come for the clock. It's not quite ready yet. You must have patience. It's kept good time for 250 years. Longer than you have.
You're the messenger?
Who else would I be?
Do you have the time to talk to us?
I have all the time in the world. Do you know what time it is in Rangoon?
No.
Look at that clock over my shoulder. That grandfather's clock right there. And the one to the right of that is Ankara, Turkey. I find it particularly comforting to know what time it is all over the world. Once you lose track of that, you upset the balance of things. Don't you think?
I don't believe this. Our father was working for the British Secret Service last week, Mr.
Just call me the messenger. Hand me that little wheel right there. Use the tweezers.
Sir, I don't think you realize how important this is. Have you received anything from Fenton Hardy?
I don't recall the name. Thank you. Tricky things, clocks. I always found them to be just like people. You must treat them gently and with respect. Or they just stop working. I'm sorry I have no message for you. They don't use me much anymore. No time, you see.
This is Dad's handwriting.
They've got no time for me anymore. And the funny thing is, there's no such thing as time. It's a convenience man has worked out to run his life. It doesn't actually exist.
Thank you very much. You've been a big help.
Anytime.
Thank you, Sue, to you. Yes?
They just picked something up from the messenger.
Where are you?
Hartley and St. Thomas.
I'll be right over.
Well, it's a computer printout. Looks like a set of blueprints. What is it? Yeah, it's a floor plan of some kind. Hallways. Hallways and buildings? This looks like an alarm system. These are wires. These are wires coming from the doors to the windows. Yeah, but where to? There are no symbols. Let's take this back to the hotel and study it there.
Fine.
What's the problem? Someone's thrown out the distributor cap.
Come on.
Frank.
I think I know where to find him.
Frank. Frank's around here someplace. We have to find him.
They picked your brother up. They took him away in a car. I couldn't get to him in time.
Who's they?
I have a terrible feeling they're us.
Frank? Did they hurt you?
Only my pride. How long have you been here?
I don't know. I lost count. I might have known you'd come here and try to find me.
Well, it was easy once I'd been kidnapped.
Where's your brother?
I don't know. We got separated. If they caught him, they'd bring him here, wouldn't they?
He could be anywhere down here. This place is a maze.
What is going on?
I stumbled on the tip of an iceberg, but I couldn't find out what was underneath. The need to know. That's the way you work in intelligence. One cell doesn't know what the other cell is doing. It's the safest way until it backfires on you. But I know enough.
Then why are they keeping you alive?
They need a set of blueprints and an alarm system diagram, and I'm the only one who knows where it is. I sent them to...
The messenger. Joe and I went to see him. Well, we thought maybe you'd left a message there for us. We picked them up.
What about when they picked you up?
I had the blueprints and the alarm system on me.
In that case, there's nothing to keep us alive.
Just what is it you stumbled on?
It's the biggest robbery in English history.
Valentine, Sinclair, and Carstairs, all agents working for the government. Explosives, research, field men. Two completely evaporated in 24 hours. Two banks robbed with military precision.
Take a butcher's of this. OSS, Allied Intelligence during the war. Crack operation deciphered the Wehrmacht code in 44, reported the Eagle landings. Recognize the players. Most of the unit was indoctrinated into the ministry after the war. Even some of the Yanks. Until today, they were all still in Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Perhaps that wartime unit is still working as a unit. For themselves.
You got it.
Who's that man there with the circle around him?
One of the top agents in the service. His reputation is beyond reproach, but...
Where do we find him?
I have already given his address to the driver.
I won't ask you where you got it. Come on, let's go.
How is it that you happened to arrive just at the right time?
Thought I'd better have you followed. Purely precautionary. We still managed to lose one of you.
Yeah, we're going to find him.
Oh, we will. I should have known what was happening right away. So young, so idealistic.
This is as far as my memory goes.
That's very good. Your memory's remarkable.
No, it's not that remarkable. This means anything to you. It's totally lost me. What are we looking for?
Corridors of some kind. A series of corridors.
What kind? Where are they? Why are we sitting here making sketches when we should be out looking for my brother and my father?
I understand how you feel. I've got people in the Bureau I can trust putting out feelers.
You just said you couldn't trust anybody in the Secret Service.
The people who saved my life in the past.
Are you really sure? Do you know all the agents involved in the robberies?
Most of them are in that picture.
My father, standing next to you.
Yes. He was in our unit. A good man.
And some of these men may...
are responsible for these robberies. I'm sure of it.
How is that possible?
There's a way. Now, this X must mean something. Were there any numbers alongside the corridors?
I believe so.
Well, can you remember any of them? The number of the digits, the separation, high, low figures?
I'll try. You know, initially, Frank and I suspected you of being part of these robberies.
Yeah, I rather fancy he did. I think that he suspected that I was onto his schemes.
Who is he?
The commanding officer of our unit. It's a chain of command that's never been broken.
And you know who's behind this?
I got you into this. I was always the one who encouraged you.
You encouraged us to do exactly what we want to do. We've gone into every case and every situation with our eyes open. You're not responsible.
I am responsible for your being here.
Don't you know we come find you no matter what the circumstances?
And don't you know what the situation is? We can't get out of here.
To heck we are, and I'm going to get us out of here tonight.
My sincerest apologies, Fenton, for your accommodations. I'm afraid it's the best I could manage on short notice. I can assure you it will be only temporary, not too close. Proximity makes Carstairs nervous, and he's always been rather impetuous, even as a youth. Well, I'm sure you remember that from our war days.
Why, tell me? A man in your position.
And what position's that, old boy? 38 years I've given this country. I've kept it safe, in good working order, sacrificed friends and personal life to the cause. And do you know what I'll have waiting for me when I retire tomorrow? Pension, they won't see me through Harrod's front door. And a charming detached cottage in Guildford with a rose garden to tend. And a lot of memories to regret.
I'm sure there's more to it than that.
Promise is broken. Every one of them. I will not die a pauper.
But to steal, to kill, those things are against every principle you ever stood for, Tonley.
Ideally, yes. But in practice... Who can say, old boy, who the guilty are? What acts are done in the name of patriotism? But this time, there's a difference. This time, it's for me. Oh, I'm sorry your sons insisted on involving themselves in this.
Let's just say we don't like being left out of anything.
This is the one exception that might have proved that rule. After tonight, it will be over for all of us. I'm sorry, old boy. I really am.
They'll find us. We're going to get out of here.
Now, the tower is not any different than any other security building in London. It is more vulnerable, because it has never been robbed before. That's why we're going to blow up a car outside as a diversionary measure. Is everything ready?
Yeah, it is now that we have the rest of the blueprints and the alarm layout.
As soon as you've disarmed that, you'll have precisely 12 seconds before the emergency generator kicks in. You will then have 30 seconds to reach the ducts and get out. Now, put your watches to mine. It's 11:18
and 25 seconds.
Counting down from 3, 2, 1. This is the last one. Good luck, gentlemen.
What do you want to do with Hardy and his son?
You know what to do. What about our friend with the umbrella?
Our friend with the umbrella? Nobody recognized me. He knows what we're doing, he just doesn't know where.
In that case, we'll have to deal with him the same way we dealt with Ballantyne and Sinclair.
I'll have it taken care of.
Pity. He's the best.
I don't remember the order of the numbers.
But this is the right series. 9 digits each.
It's 9 or 10. I remember there was a 4 at the beginning of each series.
But you don't remember the actual numbers?
No, just the 4. It was really quick, you know. I only saw it for an instant.
9 or 10 digits. A 4 at the beginning of each series. A series of tunnels.
Tunnels.
Sewer tunnels. This is part of the blueprint of the underground sewage system of London. And the four must be one of the four quadrants the city is divided into. I think I've got a book on it somewhere.
You have a book on the sewer system of London?
I've got a book on everything.
I'm not even sure I'll know this if I see it.
You have to be sure.
How much time do we have?
An hour at most. If we get nothing here, we'll have to move further out. We'll come with dinner.
This is it. This is it, right here. The tunnels. It's just how they looked. The X. Somewhere in there.
That's the square mile between Bishopsgate and Whitechapel, Fenchurch and the Thames.
What's there?
The X indicates a street named Dynard Street. The Tower.
What?
The Tower of London.
Who are you calling?
Scotland Yard. Hammer of the Yard.
To base. Everything on schedule. Entering second phase.
Copy you, Charlie Foxtrot. Initiate second phase.
Thank you.
every bloody copper I've got.
We just got a call. Sir David took it. It's the Tower.
You must be joking.
Not deadly serious, mate.
Well, that's impossible.
So was the Bank of Pimlico.
Let's split up.
Be careful. If you do find them...
You'll be right back here.
Right.
All the windows are sealed, sir.
I'll check the north corridor. Stafford's there, trying to keep the crowds out.
No sign of forced entry from the back, sir. No one knows how they get in.
We've sealed all the exits. They can't get out.
Actually, they already have. Come on.
Freeze! That's far enough!
Slowly! Slowly! Throw it away! Well, I guess we'll have to finish this right now!
All right, take over, fellas.
Inspector, we're certainly glad to see you.
There's another one lying in a tunnel around the corner.
All right, Wilson, take care of it. Well, well, well. Now, Her Majesty certainly would have missed this. Come along, lad.
Take over, fellas.
Carstairs, report in. Springer, report.
Well, your federal department must be very pleased to have you fellas working for them.
Then you knew.
Made a few inquiries, didn't we?
We had a little help.
Despite the fact that he was an American, was in Townley's regiment during the war. He was ex-CIA, and I was in the same unit. So when Gibbon wanted him for questioning, well, I was the obvious choice to bring him back to the United States. I had no idea that I'd be investigating HQ as well.
Well, the orders came at such a high level that no one had any idea what was going on.
Except you.
I couldn't believe it at first. I've known Townley for 30 years. Ever since he was our commanding officer during the war, before I got my own commission.
What will happen to him?
He'll spend some time at Her Majesty's pleasure. Probably the rest of his life.
I assume they'll be looking for a new head of the department.
I dare say they will.
Well, I can only think of one man for the job.
Intriguing idea. I think I've just seen an old friend. Excuse me. Well, Mrs., I'll be back in a moment.
Well, this is,
Hello there.
Well, if I could just stay out of trouble, then you two wouldn't have to keep coming to my rescue.
Well, Dad, it's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it.